Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Morning show.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday, November the 24th, minus one right now. The high is one for today, so we'll go up by a total of 2 degrees. Just
fun.
1 degree for today.
Chilly Willy.
It's going to be a fun morning, though. In the meantime, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's up with you?
The holidays are going to look different this year. That's no surprise. But there was a survey that found what people are going to be doing and how they're going to make this year just feel special. And the top five are baking a specific recipe as a family, making homemade decorations, having a day where everyone disconnects from all their devices, doing Zoom meals with extended family, and the number one thing people plan on doing, dropping off surprise presents at people's houses.
Oh, I like
that
one.
That's cute.
Right? That's a good one.
I like that.
Jax, what about you?
Well, I'd like to give out a huge shout out of love to Eglinton and Caledonia Canadian Tire. I went there yesterday. And Adam, I need to tell you a little story because I went to get my snow tires changed, and this story is specifically for you because you told me to get ready for an 8-hour wait. I packed, Adam, you said it could be anywhere up to 8. So I packed a little lunch. I brought my phone charger and my computer. I pre-called to ask if there was a place to sit.
Mm-hmm.
It took 45 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they were so nice. Had my lunch. I looked like a fool.
I'm sorry. I prepared her for the worst, and the best happened. So that's great.
How is this happening?
Wow, go me. I'm so great. Now, Jesse, what's up with you?
I need to shout out the state of Florida.
Oh, no.
The state of Florida opened its first ever snow park. It was called Snowcat Ridge Alpine Snow Park in Dade City.
Catchy.
And after one day of opening, they realized they did not have enough snow.
Shut up,
so they had to close like half of the park and move over the snow they did have to half so they could have enough.
Could it be because it's hot there?
I don't know, Adam.
Wow. Now, is it an outdoor park?
It's an outdoor park.
Oh, my God. They're maniacs. Yeah.
I can't wait till Joe Exotic gets out of prison, and then it becomes Joe Exotic's outdoor snow park.
He's not getting out of prison, TJ.
He might.
The other thing I want to say is that how is that good for the environment?
It's not.
Like that's got to be horrendous for the environment. Yeah, we agreed on that?
It's in the middle of a bunch of trees, too. They tore down trees.
Oh, boy. Florida, man. Jeez. Hey, good morning. At least we're not there. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
More people have been busted for having storage unit parties.
Oh,
you might remember one of them happened last week, and now another one happened this past weekend. Toronto police broke up a large gathering in the storage unit on Friday, and one charge was laid. This is the second time in the week that they've busted the storage unit party and laid criminal charges as a result. This one on Treathway Drive near Black Creek Drive. There's a minimum $10,000 fine for individual organizers of events that break the rules. Oof. So have fun paying that. Snapchat just launched a TikTok competitor called Spotlight. It's a new tab within Snapchat where users can watch snaps, including short-form videos submitted by other Snapchatters. It's basically the exact same thing as TikTok. Here's the big key difference. They may pay you to use it. Snapchat is going to pay users whose snaps go viral on Spotlight and is committed to paying over $1 million per day to Snapchat users whose snaps do well within Spotlight. So TikTok has a similar system called the TikTok Creator Fund. However, it's only available to people with over 100,000 followers, where the Snapchat Spotlight is available to everybody. So you can have like 9 followers, have something go viral, and you can get paid out a little bit. We're going to pay you to use our stolen thing is a very interesting model.
They sign agreements with all the companies that all those clips that are featured in.
Yeah.
So any music or movies, they've signed agreements with those companies to allow for that to happen. So like if TikTok, if you see like something come up on TikTok that's like a soundbite from a TV show, that's been paid for.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's why like you can't get Taylor Swift clips, I don't think, anymore on TikTok. Yeah. I think they pulled them. So I think there's like a whole licensing agreement with that. Or if it fits under a certain amount of seconds, I think it's under 10 seconds or something, you don't have to pay for it. It's public domain under 10 seconds.
Huh.
There's a weird one. It's a very odd. Copyright law is very, very weird.
But lawyer bay over here. Okay.
I know. And I dropped out in year 3 of copyright law. And that's like, they handle all that stuff in year four. That's
do you
why
know,
I
darn know. Do you want to know the only reason I know that is when Conan O'Brien was being kicked off The Tonight Show,
yep.
he started playing the most expensive songs they possibly could play in the library. And if you played them beyond, I think it was 10 or 15 yeah, seconds, whatever yeah, the thing is, yeah. then NBC would get charged for it.
Stop
so
it.
He did it on purpose to run up their
sneaky.
Charges.
Sneaky. I yeah. love that.
That whole story, that was yeah. wild in itself. Hey, Jax had the chance to catch up with one of our absolute favorites, Dua Woo! Lipa.
Yes.
And the rest of us aren't jealous at all. We're all totally okay with it.
Yeah, we're
very
fine with it. We're good.
Her. It's fine. Chatting with her about what it was like working with Miley on their new song, Prisoner.
Working on stuff together to be able to create a video like this was really a blast. You know, we shot it in New York. Your modern day Joan Jett and Sherry Curry vibe. We wanted to give you this 80s glam rock moment of what it would be like if we were on tour together. She's so incredibly creative and she's such a go-getter and she knows exactly what she wants.
Jax,
I'm in love.
Dua Lipa is one of the biggest artists on the planet. Can you please describe what it was like talking to her and what she's actually like?
She's not only one of the biggest artists on the planet, she is one of the kindest artists on the planet. She's so sweet. Like, she's so chill. She's just present, like a lot of artists. And, you know, you see them, they're very rushy or very, like, staged or, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of not
phony.
Really there. Phony, yeah. Phony's a good word for it. Dua Lipa, just so chill, so amazing. Funny. And, like, you feel like you're talking to a buddy. She's so kind.
Plus, when you're setting up an interview through a Zoom call, you yeah. get to really see what someone's like when they're yeah. dealing with a computer, what their patience level really
yeah,
is.
True. Yeah, true. Good point. Good point. And I would also like to point something out. Let me play this one more time.
Working on stuff together to be able to create a video like this was really a blast.
It's a blast.
A blast.
Yes.
Her accent's incredible. She's, it is. She's so wonderful.
Lovely. By the way, Dua Lipa per the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
Hey!
Woo!
December 10th. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The world is a hard, cruel place for Brampton. Everyone makes fun of Brampton, and they shouldn't. Lots going on there.
Yeah, we got Gage Park.
Bramley City Center?
Yeah, a bunch of other stuff.
You have a good Mandarin, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, we have the best Mandarin
That's
on earth.
That's true.
The best Mandarin on earth. And some pretty devoted fans. I love this story. So there's a man in Brampton who wanted to meet Kevin Hart. And if you don't know this, Kevin Hart is actually shooting a movie there right now for Netflix called The Man from Toronto. It'll come out on Netflix next year. And he said, listen, I need to get a selfie with Kevin Hart while he's here. I have to do
Gotta
this.
Gotta do it.
2020 sucks. Yeah, how do yeah. I do this? So he bought a billboard and said, hey, Kevin, can I get a selfie?
Yeah.
So essentially, he paid $3,000
like,
with the message, yo, Kevin, I heard you're in Toronto. I'm a big fan. Can I take a selfie? And it seems the grand gesture had its intended effect. He got to meet, or he's going to meet Kevin Hart.
I read that Kevin followed him on Instagram and DM'd him.
Yeah,
and stuff
slid
too.
In. Slid yeah. into his DMs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it worth $3,000?
Okay, but hang
hey,
on.
You're, it's your guy, right? If it's,
if
your,
it's
guy,
your guy.
Also,
true.
He is a, like, he's a business owner, is he not? So he's, like, kind of promoting his business.
Oh, this
as well.
Is huge. Yeah.
This is massive. Yeah. He's a trainer, right? So, like, it's just essentially advertising for his business himself.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it works out, right? And we're talking about it.
Also, you got to think that, like, he actually put up his own YouTube
yeah.
handle on
yeah.
there so you can see
yeah,
it.
He's smart.
And his
he's
phone
smart.
Number.
Yeah, he's smart.
His name is Sonny. And he said, yeah, can I take a selfie? So yeah. anyway, really, really smart move and kind of fun. And, you know, there's a lot of people when they roll through Toronto at TIFF or, you know, yeah. rock stars and stuff like that that talk about the support you get from people in this city.
Yeah.
Like in L.A., if you're a celebrity, no one bugs you because everybody in
yeah.
L.A.
It's
LA's
just
a celebrity.
Rule. Yeah, yeah.
In New York, no one bugs you because it's New York and who the hell are you? But in other cities, it's sort of, it can be a little bit uncomfortable. In Toronto, people come through because they know they can be left alone. However, they know that the fan support is there.
Yeah.
It's just very yeah. respectful.
It's very polite.
Yeah. yeah. Like the Rolling Stones used to do shows here just to like warm up mm-hmm. and they would just play a club and you'd be at the club that night and the Rolling Stones would show up on stage. And
wow.
it's because they love Toronto. And yeah. I know like there's a ton of artists that do that here.
Rachel McAdam lived in the Annex and she was asked in an interview, you know, why beyond the fact that you love Toronto and you live here? She said, nobody bugs me.
Yeah.
She does her thing. She just bikes around and just hangs out. And this is like when The Notebook was huge.
Yeah.
And she just, yeah, bops around, does her thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of nice. I yeah. like it. And, well, except for the, you know, the odd billboard here and there. But that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's normal, though.
yeah. Right? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to Pump It or Dump It. If you've never Woo! Played before, we're going to play you a song that you've never heard before. And you're going to tell us whether you want Virgin Radio to pick this song up and add it to our rotation, our playlist, or okay. if you're like, eh, I'm going to dump that song. Get out of here. Never going to call that song
I'm going to ghost this song.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is topical because it's Tuesday and we got a brand new episode of the Ghosted coming up at 8 o'clock.
Look at this teasy boy. Now, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text to vote. Producer Jesse, please introduce this song before I play it because it is bizarre.
This song is called Raise the Woof, and it's by a dog food company called Tails.
Can you say that again, but slower, please?
Raise the Woof.
As in raise the roof, but it's raise the woof.
Raise the
so
woof.
So maybe woof?
It is.
Raise the woof.
Raise the woof.
Woof.
Come on, boys.
Okay, all right.
My bad.
Raise the woof.
So it's dubbed a Christmas song for dogs.
Cute.
Now, it's not very Christmassy. That's my only problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I have a little Chihuahua mix.
Yeah.
And if she hears this, she's going to go crazy because it is an absolute banger for dogs.
Waffles. Okay.
All right. If you have a dog that's nearby the radio, please bring them close. We want to know what their reaction is. Seriously, I would love to know.
So quick question. How do they determine that this is a song for dogs? Did they use any science?
So they had a survey. They had a focus group of 25 dogs, and they played them over 500 sounds.
What?
And they got these sounds in the song, and they said these ones are the best sounds for dogs.
All right, I'm obsessed with
it. We need to play it.
Already.
We need to play it back long enough. And this is called Raise the Woof.
Woof.
Here we go.
Oh.
Hang on.
Oh, good girl.
Squirrel.
Good boy. Would you like to go on Wookiees?
Oh.
Sit.
Oh, damn.
Stop
to the time.
You are not dancing to this.
It's got a beat.
It does have a pretty rhythmic bass line.
Yeah.
Sit.
Okay.
Oh, my. Good girl.
This song is every crazy dog person I have to talk to at the park about their dog. This is giving me chills, man.
It's the whole word.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It's kind of tropical.
It is. I would listen to this one away.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes this Christmassy really is the sleigh bells, right?
Right.
That's it.
I want them to say Wookiees again.
Which squirrel? Squirrel!
Sit.
All right. So, you've now heard Raise the Woof.
Jesse!
416-872-9999, 999-999 text. Number one, we want to know if your dog reacted to it.
Yeah.
Number two, pump or dump? Raise the Woof.
Pump.
I'm pumping it.
Our boss is sitting nervously at home by the radio going, please, God, dump that song. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is it a great song or is it terrible? Do you want to hear it again or never, ever, ever in your life? It's called Raise the Woof, and it's the first Christmas song for dogs.
Oh, good girl.
Squirrel.
Good boy. Would you like to go on Wookiees?
Hey.
All right.
I'm a fan.
So.
The world's a dark place. We need this, you know?
Good morning, Virgin Radio. What do you and your dog think?
You know what? She loves it. Her head gets bopping. She's
bopping?
All right.
Yeah, she really, really enjoys the song. I think it's all like the toy sound.
Yeah.
Now, do you like the song?
I really do. It's like a little like reggae. I was when you were told to stop whoever was dancing, I was like, don't tell them to stop dancing. I was like moving to it too.
You can't stop our bodies, Mo.
Don't censor me. Mo, what's your dog's name?
It's not Christmas. It's definitely not Christmas, but it's a good song. I enjoy it.
Thank you, Mo. Okay.
Sweet,
right,
Mo.
Let's check in with Igor. What's up?
No, Dump. What are you guys thinking? Are you guys on drugs? Like, that's horrible. I love you all. You guys are awesome. You guys are, every morning I'm listening to you guys when I'm coming home from work. Like, I'm driving to Hamilton every day, but I'm like, what?
Igor?
Yeah.
Igor, how many coffees you had?
No, I don't have coffee. I just have naturally born energy in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Igor down as a dump it.
Thanks for listening to us every night.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Thank you guys for making the world a better place. Yeah.
Thanks, Igor. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. So we're going to do the results now that you've heard it one more time. Next, after Billie Eilish.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Very quickly, we must get to the results for this song, and it's called Raise the Woof. And it's the first Christmas song for dogs.
And it surely won't be the last.
No, now they've started a trend. Now, couple text messages, TJ, before we get to the results.
For the 905, it's a dump for me. My dog has zoomies now, and I'm trying to get ready for work.
Oh.
It's a pump from B,
okay,
my dog.
Fair enough.
Another one from the 289. My dog had no reaction to the song. I think it needs to be dumped for sure.
Uh-oh.
From the 416, my 9-year-old Golden now wants a walk at 6:30. Pump it!
Yeah,
Producer Jesse, what are the results?
Unfortunately, the people are not feeling the first ever dog Christmas song. It is 60% dump it.
Good.
Must be cat people.
Good. Yeah, it must be cat people. Exactly.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Just because it might be a little confusing right now, here's who you can actually hang out with legally under Ontario's lockdown rules. This is effective in Toronto and Peel regions for at least 28 days. Okay. And this began yesterday on the 23rd. So members of your own household indoors, with some exceptions, there's no indoor organized public events or social gatherings that are currently permitted under provincial orders, except with members of the same household. And individuals who live alone, quote, may consider having exclusive close contact with another household to help reduce the negative impacts of social isolation. The current limit for outdoor organized public events and social gatherings is 10 people, and physical distancing must be maintained at all times. So basically all this to say, like, maybe just avoid people for a little bit.
Friends with a backyard.
Yeah.
Wear your mask. Yeah. Friends with a backyard, stay distanced.
Yeah, and it does help out a lot because there's a lot of misinformation. Like, I thought I live alone. Am I actually allowed to see another household? So that's super helpful. Thank you, TJ.
Yeah.
I'm coming to see you.
Don't.
Okay.
JK, please
okay.
go. Wow. Ontario has recruited.
Jesus.
That got dark. Ontario has recruited a military expert to start rolling out vaccines in early 2021, which is positive news. So yesterday, as presser, Doug Ford introduced Rick Hillier, former chief of defense staff for the Canadian Forces and commander of the NATO-led forces during the war in Afghanistan. He'll be heading the provincial vaccine distribution effort. The task force will advise on delivery, storage, and distribution of the vaccine, as well as creating a phase program to prioritize vulnerable populations first.
They were talking yesterday because Oxford had their their vaccine approved. Well, it's
works.
They say between 70% and 90% effective.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about theirs is it doesn't need to be transported at like -80 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
It only has to be -2.
Yeah. Oh,
so it might be the vaccine that you get out to like people like us who probably aren't immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. And probably wouldn't be as negatively affected by COVID if we got it. A lot of chances are we'd be more asymptomatic, maybe. So you give the like the very intense vaccines to the people that really need it, and then the ones like the mass produced ones you can kind of give to everybody else, and it's a little bit easier to transport. And I think that might be an interesting solution as well. I don't know.
It's progress, baby.
Guys,
like that's
I can't tell you how weird it is when we do prep this show in the morning. We do a little Google Doc and we all share in it. If I had put vaccine news at the top of my list every day last year, I'd have been fired from the show. Like, really? It's crazy that this is like, we really got to talk about, it's like Ariana Grande and then vaccine news. And that's what we're talking about today.
But also the fact that even, I mean, in June, like we were writing, there was just all bad news usually, right? And
100%.
Now that we're actually writing hopeful news in our prep, like how nice is that? And then getting to share it,
it's
feels
great.
So good.
And how about that trend continues with even more hopeful news? Are the Ninja Turtles coming to Toronto?
They're not.
They are. A sinkhole in the East End spurred big Twitter drama and speculation over the weekend. This is on Hastings Avenue between Queen and Dundas Street East. Residents noticed some strange green liquid floating in a sinkhole, and news quickly spread that, oh, that's clearly the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They know that things aren't so great right now, but with lockdown, so they're coming to protect us.
That was nice of them.
A rep for the city that sinkholes that can happen as a result of being of damage or collapsed sewers, which can also affect the color. Or so they want us to think.
So it's pollution.
No, it's the turtles.
The actual, the dye, it's a dye that they put into it, into the water. The green, the lime green stuff or
so
whatever it is.
So it's not the Ninja Turtles.
No, it's the turtles.
Okay.
Do you think the government would tell you if there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the loose? No, they won't hide that.
Not a polluting dye, but just so you know.
It's the turtles, man.
DJ's very upset.
You guys
right
need
now.
To grow up, okay?
And that's what's trending.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, I'm Big Brain Guy. I want to pitch you my big brain idea. You guys ready?
All right.
I'm a This is like monorail from The Simpsons. I'm going to come in with my top hat and my dancers, and I'm going to pitch you a great idea. Are you ready for my great idea?
Yes.
Where are the dancers?
All right, guys. So here it is. It's an outdoor snow park. Are you in so far?
So far, yes.
Awesome. That's great.
I hate this tone.
Now, there's lots of rides at this outdoor snow park.
Even okay. better?
Right?
Okay.
Man, just full of great ideas over here. It's in Florida, though.
Less great?
I mean, it doesn't sound good.
No, but what if we could make snow and it's in Florida?
Like well, some artificial powder.
Yeah, some artificial pow, as we call it in the biz.
Yeah.
Now, this is a real thing. Florida has an outdoor snow park. Producer Jesse, can you tell us how it's going?
Well, it opened on Monday. It's their first ever snow park.
So yesterday?
Snowcat Ridge Alpine Snow Park. Yes.
It's a good name.
That's a really strong name.
Yeah. And it shut down half of the park.
Really? Oh.
They announced on their Facebook page that they misestimated the amount of snow production required.
What is a misestimation? I don't think that's a real word combo.
Didn't have enough.
Misestimated.
That's like misremembering. That's not a thing.
So they closed down the Arctic Igloo portion of the park.
Oh, not that part.
Yeah, but the snowy slopes and Alpine Village will remain open.
So basically they found out that Florida, and this is crazy, is warm.
Yep.
The whole year. It gets a little bit cold there. Like, cold in Florida is like 10 degrees Celsius at Christmas time.
And like northern Florida is like, that's as cold as it gets, like 8 degrees.
I think we all need to change our tone. Oh, while we're talking about the good people at Snowcat Resort.
Snowcat.
they fixed the problem. They grabbed the other half of the snow at the resort. I mean, like, problem solved.
Hold on, here's a good catchphrase for Snowcat. Catch the cool.
At Snowcat.
Catch Snowcat. Catch the cold.
Is there
No.
That doesn't sound as good right now.
I have a genuine question, though, and I don't know this. So, I mean, there are parts of Florida that's, you know, hilly and mountainous.
Yep.
Do they have ski hills? Like, because you can fake snow, right?
No, you can fake snow. Like, when I was in, I went to the Middle East, and one of the stops I went to was Dubai.
Yes.
And I skied in Dubai.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But Dubai is humid, and it's 50 degrees Celsius outside. Mm-hmm. So you have one of those, like, mega Dubai malls that you can't actually walk the whole day. They're so big.
Yeah.
So if you tried to walk, it would take you several days to walk the entire mall.
What?
They're that big.
Yeah.
And this hill was inside and covered and was in its own refrigeration system.
Neat.
So there was, like, multiple
Dubai
walls
is another
and stuff.
World, man.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's an unbelievable place.
Incredible.
But, so I went snowing. But they weren't silly enough. Like, they have all the money in the world there from oil. But they weren't like, let's put this outside.
Yeah.
Only in Florida. I was like, well, you know what?
Yeah, because Dubai's
smart. Let's roll the dice.
Yeah. Let's roll the dice and keep it in. So, producer Jesse.
Yes.
How did they decide? Like, did they take snow from one part of the park to the other? How did this happen?
So, they determined that the Arctic Igloo portion of the park was not as popular. So, they closed that down and shifted that over to the Alpine Village and the snowy slopes part of the park.
Good. Mm.
Yes, because those were getting all of the people.
So you can ski in this park.
I do like the idea of skiers in Florida hearing about this park opening up and being like, finally, home.
A place for us.
Yeah, just for me.
Just like Collingwood. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Miley Cyrus.
Woo!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, you've ever made a decision in your life that people said you were crazy for? Like, do not do this. Are you out of your mind? And you did it anyway because you had the feeling in your gut. And you do it, and you feel great afterwards. It's one of those decisions you go, I'm never even looking back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's got those kind of pivotal moments where someone says, you're absolutely crazy, you're nuts. Every great biography that you read has those moments, right?
That big doubt that is cast upon your decision and you realize you made the right one.
Now, I don't want to overstate this, but the vasectomy yesterday was really good. Thumbs up.
You're happy, hey?
Happy.
Did people have opinions?
Oh, people had opinions. I actually put up an Instagram post because we talked about it on the air. And, and you know, I'd kind of thrown it out there last week about, like, you know, what your brother or your husband or your son or whatever had gone through. And you know, did they regret it? And there was, you know, it was pretty split. A lot of people were like, you shouldn't do this. You're too young. 32. I have a child. Like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
And I only ever. I'm not one of those people that grew up wanting a huge family. I'm an only child myself. I know that you can make friends pretty easily as an only child. I understand the love that people have. I don't understand the love because I don't have any siblings, but I understand, you know, everybody else in this room has siblings.
Yep. Yeah.
And you have amazing relationships with them, and that's great. But I don't think it you shortchange anyone by not having it either. I think it's just a different way of living. And so anyway, long story short, the comments on the Instagram that I got were unbelievable.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say, most people, when I posted about it, were hilarious. Like, very, like, oh, hey, like, a lot of one-and-done jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know,
I mean,
like,
you're in a hospital gown on Instagram. You're gonna get some comments.
I
want to
see the back.
Right, and then there's another picture of me icing. Yeah. And, but then there was one, and this is something I've never seen before, and I'm just being straight up with you. So there was a lot of people who were like, well, what if Everly wants a sibling or whatever? And somebody commented as a reply to somebody else and said, his mother ordered this. Because, and this is a very authoritative comment, his mother ordered this because she wants him to stop squandering the family fortune on divorces.
Yep. Adam, as someone close to Adam, Jax, we can confirm that's 100% the reason.
You know what? I have a feeling.
Like, he's already paying X amount of alimony. I'm like, by the way, it's not alimony.
I have a feeling that somebody's been watching the new season of The Crown. That's exactly what's happening right there.
That's
must
perfect.
Be. The family fortune is in danger.
I'm like, what?
Yes.
The level of comfort people have with just terrible opinions.
Well, I'm not going to see it. And the other thing is like, I'm from Scarborough. What family fortune?
But you stand behind it. You're happy with the result.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Congratulations. And, also, it's your damn body. Good for you. Yeah.
You know how, you know, like, sometimes when you shop for something, and this is a terrible comparison, but when you shop for something and then you leave the store and you're like, oh, I regret that already.
Yeah.
Or a day later, you regret it. The second I walked out of there, it was like the day I signed on the dotted line to come work here. Yeah. I knew immediately this is the right thing.
Yeah, good
and
job.
Like, you know,
good,
like to work
good.
Here. Like I love that this is sort of off the table now.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't have to worry. And I think it's also important that men take charge of the fact that if they don't want children, there's a really easy way to do it. It's 15 minutes and you're done. It's really hard for us to expect women to take all of the responsibility.
Putting devices in their bodies, et cetera,
pills,
et cetera.
Things like that. Like, it's really unfair, I think. So to me, I also believe that, you know, you should, if you're a man, you need to take care of your health and you should take charge of your sexual health as well. And if you don't want any more kids like I do, or I don't, then it's on you. It behooves you to do something about it. Looks so anyway, that's just how I feel.
Also, being comfortable with the idea of just not wanting to have kids. Like,
that's okay.
There's this weird thing in society where people put a lot of pressure on you to have kids, and it's like, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You have one. You have a beautiful daughter. You won the lottery. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I am sad, however. You know, I've lost my donor, I guess.
Still got me, baby.
Me and my future wife having baby TJs. I don't know about that.
I wanted to throw this out there because it definitely felt like, and it's not because I'm mad or angry or anything like that. It was just, I wanted to throw this out there as like an honest to goodness conversation. You did something that a lot of people in your life, and I'll be flat out with you, there are members of my direct family who were not happy about this. They were supportive, but they weren't happy about it. You made a decision for you.
For you.
That was pivotal. That everybody in your family said, do not do this. It's not right. And you did it, and it worked out. What was that? And I'm not just talking about health. I'm talking about anything. Okay. You guys got something?
Yeah.
What's
mine's
your stage?
Permanent. My sleeve tattoo.
Oh!
People in my life, specifically my family, thought I was Crazy Town Banana Pants when I told them I wanted to get my sleeve. Because I just had, like, I had a tattoo right on, like, my upper arm or whatever, and I told my parents, I was like, I think I want to do my full sleeve, and they're like, well, you'll never get a job. And I'm like, I work in radio. I essentially went to clown college to get this job. Like,
I would have told you maybe not to get the microphone, but...
Yeah, I would have told me that, too. Also, that portrait of Shrek I have on my back, I wish I didn't do.
I like that one better, though. It's a nice little tramp stamp for you. Jax, what about you?
I was told that I was silly, ridiculous, an idiot, I guess, for moving to Prince George, British Columbia, my first job, because I grew up in Nova Scotia, and everyone was like, that's stupid. Why would you move? Like, you're going to regret this. You're going to be far away from home. You're going to be homesick. You shouldn't go there. You shouldn't do it, because I was going completely alone. I didn't know anybody.
And you're making no money.
Making, like, less than no money.
Yeah.
A northern place, very isolated, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. It was hard. It was difficult. It was tricky. It was the best decision
I ever
made. Well,
let's talk about a 21-year-old gay woman going to northern British Columbia a decade ago.
Yeah.
Not the most accepting place on earth. I lived there, too. I worked at, Jax and I worked at the same radio station.
Yeah.
It was
What was your radio station tagline, guys?
Rock
radio rules. The three R's. When you get people on the phone, you say, give me the three R's.
Yeah, baby.
And then they're like, rock radio rules. And you're like, yeah, here's Stone Temple Pilots.
But seriously, you got to stick. You got to stick to your guns. You got to stick to your gut.
So,
you know?
So let's see. I want to see yours. The decision that everyone said you were crazy for, that you made anyway, and you owned it, and it's worked out for you. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There are decisions you make in life that everyone says, you're absolutely crazy, do not do that. You do it anyway, and it works out. Mm-hmm. And they're pivotal moments, because that's the moment where you learn to trust yourself. Want to know what that moment is for you. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. TJ, what are the texts looking like?
From the 519, I gave up on a lease with some friends in favor of a job that I did not yet apply to.
Oh.
I just knew it was right for me. Sure enough, I got it. It included housing, and it changed the whole trajectory of my life. Even met my girlfriend of 4 years at
that's
the job.
That's incredible.
Good for you. That's amazing. From the 647, moved to Toronto from California after a few months of long-distance dating and only spending 3 weeks of in-person time.
Oh, damn.
Whoa.
12 years later, happily married and still here.
Hey,
I love
that's
that.
Awesome.
Isn't that cute?
Come on. That's great.
From the 905.
Oh, by the way, hold on. You left California? You didn't make them leave here?
They must have not told them.
Are you out of your mind? Unless you saw Trump coming. Other than that,
the foresight.
The foresight.
From the 905, a pierced tongue. I was told it was dumb. They were right.
No, we're doing the opposite of that.
I mean, then they were wrong.
I had my tongue pierced. They're right.
Hold on, you had your tongue pierced?
Yes.
Did you?
Oh, I was
still
a dangerous gal. I'm not going
to
show you my tongue right now, but no, I don't think so. I had a lot of piercings,
Wow. You had your ears stretched too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I remember telling my mom, I was like, Mom, this is my life and my body. And I was like 15. And she's like, you're going to regret it in your mid-20s. Bam. In my mid-20s, I was like, what have I done? Yeah. Well, and then I went and got them stitched up last 2 years ago.
One of my favorite things about the early part of this show when we first, you know, got everybody together, because Jax and I and producer Jesse and I have been working together for years. Jax and I have been working together for years. TJ, I had really just gotten to know at that point. And I remember we had a look at our first promo shots, and Jax is like, they didn't airbrush the stitches for my ears.
Oh, yeah. So they would send out promo shots of Jax with just like these Frankenstein ears.
I started the morning show here, and I was like, I'm so excited for my big new job and being on a morning show. And my ears were literally bleeding.
So your mom, Colette from Nova Scotia, is like, see, I told you you'd regret it.
And they were like, don't worry, Jax. They're just going to be on every bus in the city.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so good.
Don't stretch your ears unless you love them. Nothing else.
Really beautiful text here from the 416. I transitioned from a woman to a man. There were a lot of doubts and questions around that, but I would never change one second of my whole entire life.
And living authentically, like how important that is, and the amount of stress and feedback that you get for no reason from people in your life that do not have to live in your body is unreal. So good for them, and living authentically, like I said, just incredible.
And last beautiful one here from the 905. Having my son as a single mom, it was the best decision ever.
Yeah, I was funny. I was doing, I did like a dad panel once, like last fall. And I know it seems weird, especially when Everly was like 6 months old. I'm like, what do I really know here? But there was a guy there who is like an Instagram dad who could not find a partner to be with for life.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd have these boyfriends and they just wouldn't work out. And the there was one where he was like, okay, I'm like 40 now. I want to have children.
Yep,
do you want to have kids or not? The guy said, no, I don't want to have kids. So he broke up with them, adopted two kids from Kenya, and has been like, it's completely changed his life and
that's
everything.
That's so badass.
Cool. I think it's so cool. Like, you know, you just completely, not only did it change his own life, he changed these kids' lives. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing sort of little story. And there's lots of stories like that that I think we probably could talk about a little bit more because single parenting is possible. It's hard. Yeah.
But it's possible.
But
beautiful.
Good for you. Thank you so much for your text. Keep them coming. 999-999. It's topic. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
More people were busted for having storage unit parties.
Goodness gracious.
Toronto police broke up a large gathering in the storage unit on Friday night, and one charge was laid. This is the second time in a week that police have busted a storage unit party and lay criminal charges as a result. This one on Treathway near Black Creek Drive. It's a minimum $10,000 fine for individual organizers of events that break these new rules. So maybe just don't have a big party in the storage locker.
Get out of the store. Everybody get out of the storage lockers. That's enough.
Damn right. Snapchat just launched a TikTok competitor called Spotlight. So it's a tab within Snapchat where users obviously create snaps, and it's very, very similar to TikTok. The big difference is that Snapchat is going to pay users whose snaps go viral on Spotlight. So they've committed to pay out over $1 million per day to Snapchat users whose snaps do well within Spotlight. Now, TikTok has something similar called TikTok Creator Fund, or Creator Fund, pardon me. However, with TikTok, it's only for accounts that have over 100,000 followers.
So you already have to be big.
You already have to be big, then you get paid for it. Where with Snapchat, like, you could have 6 followers, but if you have something go viral on Spotlight, you could get money for it.
Which makes a lot more sense, I think.
It really does. Yeah. And it encourages people to use the app and create. It's also an interesting method of, we'll pay you to use the thing that we took, which is very interesting.
I'm too busy using my Twitter fleets.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, nobody's using those,
no,
are they?
No, I know. I don't know why Twitter did that. It's like, no, let's not get rid of the right white supremacy. Let's get fleets. Yeah. So people can do
this will make them happy.
Says the only person I know that uses Facebook stories, Adam Wilde.
It's linked to my Instagram.
It's linked. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm linking it out.
If only I worked in the media and I knew how to adjust the settings on my Facebook account.
Jax had a chance to catch up with one of our absolute favorite artists, Dua Lipa. The rest of us aren't jealous at all. Adam, are you jealous?
Not at all.
Neither am I.
I'm not hateful at all.
Nope, not at all.
Whoa.
Fine.
Everything's fine. We're fine. Jax is fine. Clearly, Dua is fine, so we're all fine. She talked about what it was like working with Miley on their new song, Prisoner.
Working on stuff together to be able to create a video like this was really a blast. You know, we shot it in New York. Your modern day Joan Jett and Sherry Curry vibe. We wanted to give you this 80s glam rock moment of what it would be like if we were on tour together. She's so incredibly creative, and she's such a go-getter, and she knows exactly what she wants.
Jax, what was it like having a Zoom call with Dua Lipa?
She is one of the most talented artists, but also one of the kindest. Like, she's so chill and she's genuine. And I mean, this woman is mega successful, like one of the biggest artists in the world right now. You wouldn't tell. She's so present. She's so sweet. Love her.
Love hearing them. She's gonna be part of the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball December 10th. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Guys, you ever go on a date? You never really hear from the person again. You wonder, I thought that went really well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I need to, like, reach back out and go, like, what did I do?
Yeah.
I'm so blind by my own problems that I just blame them somehow. Yeah. I'm like, I must have done something wrong. Surely it's not me. Yeah.
Well, Nick's not doing that. Nick, let's talk about Eileen, who you met on Hinge.
Well, I met her on Hinge. It was about 2 months ago, right? And it's a great day, though. We had takeout, we had Swiss Chalet takeout, and we went to the park.
Mm. Extravagant. A romance.
Okay, can we just talk about the fact that that is the most romantic date you could ever take me on?
Is Swiss Chalet in the
just
park?
Just drizzle me in Swiss Chalet sauce. But anyway.
Chicken, baby.
Continue, sir.
I'll try. So, like.
He's like, yeah, if you let me talk.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not interested anymore.
Just imagine it on my hairy chest outside in the cold winter.
No, it's going to get all matted.
Steven. I'm just gonna go. Thanks for everything.
No,
all
right,
good luck,
Nick.
Stay with us.
So what happened?
No, it was really cute. Like, we had a great time, and but after the date, like, I mean, like, first of all, I just want to say that she is beautiful, and she was laughing at all my jokes. Like, I was like, wow, she's the one. She's amazing. And I texted her, you know, after the date, and she didn't text back. And it's been 2 months. Like, I haven't heard from her since, but I have not stopped thinking about her.
Did you drink the chalet sauce? Because I found in my travels that some people don't appreciate the drinking of the chalet sauce.
I don't know if that was the reason she didn't text me back.
Did you pay the upcharge for the white meat? Because some people won't do that either.
No, you guys are the professionals. I'm bringing you in to save the situation here.
Right. Okay,
Can I ask a real question?
I
guess.
No, you can't.
Okay, so you texted her after she didn't text you back. How many times did you text? Be honest, because we always go awry a bit with this one.
I texted her, and then I texted two other times. So three, I guess, you know, by the third time when she didn't respond, I wasn't going to do a fourth time.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. If three is even...
You're on the yellow, not the red.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
In the yellow zone.
Nick's not silly. He knows. Okay, so Nick, we're going to call Eileen next. We're going to find out what the heck happened, all right?
But just one thing, if she is dating somebody else, I kind of need you to... You know, break them up also.
All right.
You know what, Nick?
2 months.
I don't know if that's the kind of karma we want to...
We don't do those services.
Speak for yourself, man. I'm in.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Nick met Eileen on Hinge. They went for an LA date in the park.
Ah.
Delicious, fun, innocent, and apparently she was laughing at all of his jokes. And then after the date, Nick, you never heard from her again.
That was it. Yep, never heard from her again.
Yeah, and now he did message her thrice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Afterwards, but that's it. You haven't messaged her since.
No, that was it.
And no caps lock, nothing like that.
No.
Okay, good. Just checking.
It's frustrating. It's like, come on, Eileen. Like the song?
TJ.
All right, let's call Eileen.
So, Nick, before we call Eileen, boy, that really took the wind out of the sails. Can we ask you one question? You sure you want to hear the answer to this? I know you jokingly said if she's with someone else, please break them up. In all honesty, sometimes the answers can be a little tough to hear. So are you sure you want to do this?
I am sure, but, I mean, you know, no pressure, but... If she can even get her to marry me, that would be
great. Well, Nick, we're going to leave that to you. So let's call Eileen.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for, is this Eileen?
Yes. How can I help you?
Eileen, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, I'm okay. How are you? What's up?
We were wondering if we could get a little information from you regarding somebody that you ghosted a couple months ago, Nick.
Okay, you're throwing a lot at me. That's like definitely bringing a name back from the dead. But
hence ghosting.
Okay, well, I already let Nick know back in September that I'm not interested.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you say? If you don't mind me asking, what did you say?
I told him that I didn't want to join his Zoom workout classes. And so I'm figuring you guys are offering me like another one of his free classes. And like I said back then, I'm not interested.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Listen. Eileen, you got to hear me out, right? Let me just explain.
Okay, what is going on here?
So, Eileen,
you're all catching me off guard here.
Whole gang. Yeah.
Whole
Nick wasn't supposed to talk, Eileen, but here we are. So Nick,
I can't help it.
Clearly. So Nick, why are you stopping now?
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I'm a personal trainer. All right, I've been doing Zoom workouts like during the pandemic, and like, if I match with a girl on Hinge or Tinder and we don't have a future dating-wise, like I just try to recruit her as a client for my class.
Oh, what? God.
Okay, it's a win-win. You know,
For who? You?
Well, for my wife, for my business. You know, it's going to, you know, one of these two things can kind of fit this. But, you know, I just didn't think, I didn't think we were going anywhere. So I was trying to get you, to be a client.
You just told us something completely different.
We thought you really liked her.
But by the end of the date, I realized that I was wrong and that, I was really into her.
These details are important.
Man, this is a workout just trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
I just want another shot. Like, I realized by the end of the date, oh, man, like, I really like you. And I changed my mind.
What?
I just want another shot.
So you tried to recruit her for Zoom early on in the date.
Because you didn't
And then
like
changed
her?
Your mind.
What
the hell? Okay, so Eileen, we were going to offer you a second date with Nick where we'd pick up the tab. And I feel like I know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah, no, this was so long ago, and I think he needs to change his tactics. Yeah. I'm not interested, Nick, and I really am asking you to please never talk to me again.
Okay, fair enough. True. Hey, you know what, Eileen? We're going to let you go.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You guys really blew it. Oh, my God.
No, you get out of here. You get out of here.
Are you for real, dude? Wow.
I can't. Honestly, I thought you guys are the professionals here.
No.
Sorry, bro.
She says she doesn't even want to talk to me again.
Yeah.
Of course she doesn't.
Okay. You're right. No, he's right. This one's on us, guys. Definitely not on the guy that tried to recruit somebody for Zoom classes.
If we can make a suggestion, maybe don't do what you did.
Just stop.
Just don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I pay you guys for?
You're not paying us anything.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
I just can't. Like, I can't do this.
What is he paying us for?
Did you guys get your check? Because I didn't.
I haven't. I'll
wait. In the mail.
You know, I do think the Zoom workout thing is working out for some people. So maybe he'll send us a commission check. Okay, so what are the text messages saying?
Some of these are really funny. Wow, he's not getting... You guys blew it. Ruined his chances. Another one says, the minute Nick said recruit, he was done.
I know, right?
Yeah, right?
Slippery slope.
It's really good one from the 416. Ew, so his Zoom classes are full of his exes? That's a really good point.
Yeah, we should cut...
It's like the Bachelorette, but if everybody stayed on.
Sweaty and angry.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Nick is legally crazy. That's the latest text we got.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If I said to you in 2019, hey, want to come to this storage bin party?
Hey, let's head to the bin.
No, the bins are.
Would you even know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely not. No,
you wouldn't. You know,
I feel like I would piece it together, but I would be very like I'd have a lot of questions.
It's odd.
Yeah,
people used to do this all the time just because it was a lot
storage
of
storage horse is big.
Well, yeah. Storage horse is big, but storage places used to be out in like the boonies, right? Like it wouldn't be like what we see now, where they're all like. They look like condo buildings, right? They're beautifully put together and whatever. They used to be a bit greasy and like, artists and musicians used to live in them. And that there's tons of biographies out there talking about that. Well, now in Toronto, if you want to throw a party, it's back to the storage bin. And there's been another one near Black Creek Drive. It was busted. And again, it's a $10,000 fine if they find out who organized it. So you have to hope that everybody at that party doesn't know that you organized it. And you have to hope it doesn't get busted. Now, I love
snitches
parties.
Snitches get stitches.
I love, well, I don't know, but...
snitches get fines.
I love parties. I love parties. I love being social. I love going out. I miss it desperately. But no party I've ever been to has been good enough to be worth $10,000.
No!
No party.
Or risking other people. And also, like, it does sound cool and awesome back in the 70s and 80s, but, like, I don't want to go party in a bin. I don't want to have a bin rave. Okay? I don't.
So, yeah, they busted another one. Obviously, there was one last week. Yeah. And they'll probably bust more because... one person does thing and then a bunch of people copycat and go, but I won't get caught because I'm smarter.
Yeah, but usually it's cool things. Like, this is just dangerous and ridiculous.
Yes.
Also, I think we need to think of the grand scale of what all this means. Like, I'm sure the cops didn't just find out because they heard music coming from outside. There was probably somebody dropping off things in their actual storage locker and they heard the music thumping.
Yeah.
Like, imagine they're like, well, I gotta go put all my winter take all my winter clothes out of my storage locker. So you go there and there's music thumping. There's a red velvet rope, which I assume they have for security.
You must have to have that.
And then you're like, is this really happening right now? So then you have to call the cops.
Yep, absolutely.
I would call so fast. I'd be like, hey, bin rave, you're done.
Anyway, this is a PSA to say don't do that.
Yes.
Because it's going to cost you a ton of money. And more importantly, COVID, right?
Yeah.
We're almost at the end of this thing. I really believe that. I really, truly believe we're going to have this vaccine rolling faster than anybody thinks. And it's going to be great. So let's just wait, because summer 2021 could look really, really good if we can keep it together.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario has recruited a military expert to start rolling out vaccines in early 2021. And this press started yesterday. Doug Ford introduced Rick Hillier, former chief of defense staff for the Canadian Forces and commander of the NATO-led forces during the war in Afghanistan. He'll be heading the provincial vaccine distribution effort. The task force will advise on delivery, storage, and distribution of the vaccine, as well as creating a phased program to prioritize vulnerable populations first.
The fact that we're actually talking about a rollout of a vaccine, not just maybe one day in the future, in the next 5 years we'll have a vaccine, but like an actual rollout.
They hired a dude.
And it's tangible. That's incredible. Like, that's incredible.
They hired a guy.
Yeah. Like, they got a guy. A rollout guy.
Before, we didn't have a guy. And now we got a guy.
Yeah.
That's better. It's cool to have a guy. It's great. Hey, a man bought a billboard in Brampton to try and get a selfie with Kevin Hart. So Kevin Hart's obviously in the GTA filming his new movie, The Man from Toronto, alongside Woody Harrelson and Kaylee Cuoco. And a bunch of people have run into him by chance and gotten photos. But the dude in Brampton
didn't want to leave it to chance. So he spent $3,000 to have a billboard installed with the comedian's photo and a personalized message that said, "Yo, Kevin, I heard you're in Toronto. I'm a big fan. Can I take a selfie?"
Like, smart. It's just straight up.
It looks like it worked, too. His name's Sunny. He said that Kevin DM'd him on Instagram and even started following him. Now, when you look at the billboard a little bit more, you realize that this guy, I think he's like a personal trainer or something, and there's a link to his YouTube channel.
Hey, you know what? It's good promotion.
Good. No kidding.
The other thing I want to say is that, like, if Kevin Hart follows you, do you have to bring up your game? Like, are you, like, if Kevin Hart's looking through your Insta stories, you want them to be good now, right? It's not just going to be like, "Oh, I made this focaccia."
I don't think he's watching your stories.
You don't think so?
He just did it to get in touch with the man. Yeah, I don't know.
I like to think that.
I'd be scared. You're right.
Yeah, come on. You'd bring up your game a little bit.
I'd be terrified.
Like, I'm looking up on some tips on YouTube.
Everything I do is for you now, Kevin.
Are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles here to save us? Yes. Yes, they are. So a sinkhole in the East End opened up, and it spurred a big Twitter drama and speculation because this sinkhole was filled with a bright green liquid. This is on Hastings Avenue between Queen and Dundas Streets East. So people were saying, "Whoa, I wonder why it's green. It must be the turtles coming to save us." Now, someone from the city did say that sinkholes like this can fill up with green liquid, and apparently it's a dye that they put in case of collapsed sewer or something so that they know. Which is exactly what they would want you to think if they're trying to hide the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from us.
Where did you find this story?
On the web. Okay. The deep web.
I'm glad TJ's dark web. Here to
you know,
this
TJ is doing the Lord's work. Doing some real
sure
journalism.
If Alex
over
Jones
here.
Ever takes sick leave, you'll be a great fill-in.
Frogs! Lisa LaFlamme, TJ O'Halloran. There we go.
That would be just horrible for everybody. And that's what's trending him, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.